You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK. I'm Gordon Evans. Congressman Justin Amash has won the Republican primary for his seat, which includes the cities of Battle Creek and Grand Rapids. He defeated challenger Brian Ellis by a comfortable margin in yesterday's primary. Western Michigan University political science professor Peter Wielhauer joins us for some analysis of that race and others from yesterday. Good morning.
Good morning, Gordon.
So Justin Amash faced a primary challenge from Brian Ellis, and Ellis had support from groups like the Chamber of Commerce, Right to Life, mainstream Republican groups that are often pretty influential in Republican primaries. So what does Amash's win, by a fairly comfortable margin, tell us about the current state of Republican politics?
Well, I think that it tells us two main things. The first thing is that it is very difficult to beat a congressional incumbent in both the primary and in the general election. So Amash had that inherent advantage that accrues to incumbents. But he also, as a member of Congress, has amassed a fairly libertarian voting record, and certainly his rhetoric is one of being a libertarian. And what that does, I think, for voters, particularly in West Michigan, is it taps into a lot of the anger and frustration against the Washington, D.C. establishment, against both Democrats and Republicans, who many people perceive as just not being interested in pursuing the interests of the people. I think also, in addition to tapping into anger against Washington, I think that he gains a lot of advantage and a lot of credibility with people because of his openness in publicizing his voting record. He's one of only a very small number of members of Congress willing to post their reasoning behind their votes on nearly everything that they vote on in Congress. And I think people appreciate that level of openness in a way that is really atypical for the current politics.
Interesting that Justin Amash continues to be an anti-establishment candidate, even though in some ways you could argue he's part of the establishment. He is, after all, now a two-term congressman who will be seeking his third term in November.
Well, I think that being an incumbent doesn't necessarily make you part of the establishment. You know, for many decades, it's been a strong tradition that when you're running for Congress, you have a successful message by running against Congress. And so many members of Congress criticize Congress as they're running for re-election, saying, well, I'm the only guy up there, I'm the only member up there really fighting for you. But I think in Amash's case, because he is so, because he is in opposition so frequently with what the Republican Party nationally wants to do, he's clashing with John Boehner and others, that plays quite well in this district. As a result, I think that it's hard to classify him as part of the establishment Republican Party, even though he has been in Congress for a couple of years.
Kalamazoo County Commissioner Brant Iden won the Republican primary in the 61st State House District, which is currently represented by Margaret O'Brien, but she is running for State Senate. Iden defeated fellow County Commissioner Phil Stinchcomb. This was also seen as kind of a mainstream Republican versus more of a Tea Party Republican. Iden had the backing of Chamber of Commerce, and he was able to win. So this was an open seat. How different was this in terms of how it played out from the Amash race?
Well, obviously, because it was an open race, I mean, having two relative newcomers to the political process, people who'd been in the political environment working in Portage for several years, I think made it different in that there was no inherent advantage to either one of them. They both had seats. I think it really did work out to an idea within Portage voters that just because somebody is maybe pigeonholed as a Tea Party person, though they have the backing of very conservative groups like Americans for Prosperity, who backed Stinchcomb, I think the Portage voters were more interested in the kind of mainstream approach that Iden was proposing.
We should also mention the 60th State House District. John Hoadley won there. He's never held elected office before. He's been a political consultant. He obviously spent a lot of money on this race. Is it still surprising that he won by as much as he did, given how well Dave Buskirk is known for his time on the Kalamazoo County Commission?
I do think that's interesting. Hoadley is a relative newcomer to Kalamazoo. He only moved here about 5 years ago. And I think that there's something about a new face exciting to people. I think that there's an unambiguity to his progressive leanings, and I think that that really resonates with a lot of Kalamazoo voters, particularly in the Democratic primary, that carried with it a lot of credibility. One of the advantages to being the newcomer with kind of the exciting resume that he has from the Democratic perspective is that he didn't have the baggage. I mean, over the course of 20 years in politics, you have the opportunity to make a lot of friends, but you also have the opportunity to make a lot of people unhappy with you. And I think that probably was part of the baggage that accrued to Buskirk. And John Hoadley didn't have that. I think also his progressive leanings, I think that helped him with Kalamazoo Democratic voters. I think there's something very exciting in the progressive movement about being able to endorse and vote for an openly gay candidate. I think that played into it, and his interest in coming to Kalamazoo for the non-discrimination ordinance. I think all of that really helped him build a credible case without having necessarily had the time to make political enemies in the area.
And we'll have to leave it there. Western Michigan University Political Science Professor Peter Wheelhauer joining us on WMUK.